Thanks for joining us here at Faith Assembly for our weekly podcast. We're so excited you're tuning in this week. To learn more about our church, you can visit us online at myfaithassembly.org. Join us live or connect with us on Facebook.
You always keep me safe. Jesus said to his disciples in John chapter 14, he said, "This gift I leave with you, it's a gift of peace, peace for your heart and peace for your mind." He said, "This gift is a peace that the world cannot give. And so for that reason, don't be troubled and don't be afraid." Sometimes it can seem as peace is hard to find when we're in a life and situation that seems to be upside down and when things aren't where they're supposed to be. Kind of the case for H.W. Longfellow, who was a gentleman of his time known as a great poet. But in 1861, the death of his wife took a toll upon him. His wife was killed in an accidental fire within their home. He himself tried to rescue her, but also suffered injuries from that and was in a moment of just disappointment, left raising his children. But not only was it the loss of his wife, but that same year, civil war spread across the country. And now the country he lived in was divided from north and south. As Longfellow lived in this moment, everything he knew was out of sorts. And to add to it, in 1863, his son joins the Union Army and begins to fight on behalf of the North. And on November 27th, he receives a severe shot to the shoulder during battle. Information and word spreads to Longfellow, and he hears the news. And on December the 25th, 1863, as he heard the bells on Christmas Day, he wrote words to a new poem that became something familiar. And in those words, he said in despair, he says he hears the bells, but it's mocking peace and it's mocking the hope that's around. And what he sees and what he hears don't line up. There's no peace on earth and there's not goodwill to men. Longfellow was in a place of despair and recognizing that everything he knew was some taken, but even threatened to be taken. But those bells rang again, and this time he didn't hear a reminder of what he had lost. But this time when he heard the bells, it became a reminder of a promise that was made. A reminder that says, "Then pealed the bells again, and louder he heard them." And as he heard the bells this time, he knew with hope and promise that wrong would fail and right would prevail. Because in this hope, there is indeed peace on earth and goodwill to men. How do we find peace in a moment when it seems hard to find, when everything is out of sorts and difficult and not where we remember? It's a world that we're not used to. In 1863, the case for Longfellow, but for us, we're not in a civil war, but without a doubt, we're in a place that's unique and different, unfamiliar. It's a place of unrest and the unknown. And how do we find peace when it feels like everything is out of sorts? Jesus said to his disciples, "I'm leaving you at peace." Even the words him saying, "I'm leaving you," gave them a moment to feel out of sorts. The one who they had spent time with is now saying to them, "I'm about to leave." And just those words were unsettling. But they heard Jesus say, "I'm leaving you with a gift." It was common for the Jewish people in that time, and even still today, to greet with a coming and a going of shalom, peace be with you. But Jesus didn't just say, "Peace be with you." It wasn't just a peace that literally, as we say, "God bless you, God give you peace, peace to make you prosperous and to make you healthier, to keep you." It wasn't a wishful thinking. It wasn't something that was hopeful, but Jesus said something different. He said, not just, "I wish you peace," but Jesus literally said, "I give you peace." In another place, Jesus' own words would be this: "I give you my peace." It's a peace that's not of the world, which, recognizing this, if we didn't get it from the world, number one, don't look for it here, because it's a peace that's not from here. And because it's a peace that's not from here, no matter what happens here, can't take that peace away. It's a peace that remains in all seasons. It's a peace that would be long-lasting. It's in every moment, in every circumstance, a peace that will remain. How do we find this peace, and what is it in this recognition of peace? And even as Jesus has given him peace, he's recognizing, and for them, having to have a fresh perspective of what it means to have peace. Because sometimes when we think of peace, we think of the absence of problems or the absence of trials, but peace is not the peace that Jesus gives us, is not to prevent the problems, but rather to cause us to prevail in spite of the problems that face us. It's not to prevent trouble from coming our way. It's actually to give us the ability to prevail over whatever might come against us. That in this moment when we face life that is out of sorts, you know, the moments that it feels like you're out of balance, that things are out of control, it's not where it's supposed to be. The peace that Jesus gives is the peace that's able to keep us held in the balance. It's able to hold us in balance. It's able to keep us in a place of belonging, that it's a peace that's being held in the midst of the unknown and the uncertainty. That when everything else comes against and it feels as though it takes us off balance, the peace of God is perspective that allows us to remain balanced in a place that seems out of control. That it's the peace of God that keeps us. In Chesapeake Bay, my family would go there and we would have the experience of traveling across the Bay Bridge, because we would go crabbing on the shore, but the only way to get there was to go across the Bay Bridge. And as a kid, I remember traveling across the Bay Bridge, and if you look to the left, it's water, and if you look to the right, it's water. And all around, the uncertainty that it feels like any moment something could fall, and it's unfamiliar, it's uncomfortable, but knowing that there is a Father who is at the wheel, holding all things and keeping everything in place. That there's a God today that maybe in your life some things feel out of balance. This Christmas, there's some things that feel like they're teetering. It feels like there's things that are undone and unfinished and unknown and just out of sorts. But the balance of peace, that God holds us in the balance when it feels out of control, this is what the balance does. It keeps us in peace, because when we know the peace of God, two things that we have to have clear perspective of is, number one, God's not finished, and God already spoke. That anytime he speaks, number one, he's not finished working on our behalf. In fact, he says to his disciples, I'm about to leave you. That information was saddening to their heart, but he said, I'm leaving you with a gift. But not only did Jesus say, I'm leaving you, he says, it's good for you that I go, because there's a comforter who's coming. Jesus is always in the place that the peace of God is always opening the door for greater things in front of us. I know you've been through quite a year. I know we have experienced things. It's been, best days are still in front of us, not because God will give me the ability to prevail. Fear, not that there aren't things to fear. Stance that God's not, peace of God is greater, that it allows us to have faith in every circumstance. That God's not done speaking into your life and in your situation. This past week, we laid to rest Jody's grandmother, 97 years old, who went to be with Jesus. And even at the point of death, peace still speaks. Because even when it looks like the end, even there is victory because of Jesus Christ. That we have this confident hope that this grandmother, this one that we love, is in the presence of God. That the hope for all eternity, not peace for a moment, but peace for eternity, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That he's come to give us that hope in every circumstance and situation. Our prayer is that for you on this Christmas, as unusual as it may be, as different as it might be, that the Prince of Peace, as out of balance as it might be, that the God of Peace would keep you balanced in the in-between. Because there's always the place from where we are to where we want to be that we don't know how to always get there, but there's a God who keeps us and can cause us to move forward and to give us the ability to overcome. And all that we hold on to from here to there is the peace of God that passes all understanding, which means it won't make sense. It's the unknown, it's the unfamiliar, but the peace of God will keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Because at the end of the day, peace is greater than your current crisis. Whatever you're walking through today, whatever you're facing, that crisis you feel so real is only for a moment. The sun is always shining. Hope is always in front of you. And this is a temporary moment that'll give way to something far greater. That peace is always greater than your current crisis. When there's opposition and we don't know how to bring about the end and the resolve, Only God can accomplish that work. In 1914, it wasn't a war that was a civil war among a country, but this time the war had spread beyond borders. And this, in 1914, was World War I. On the grounds of Belgium and France, there were armies that were poised against one another, one looking to take ground and to conquer, and the other looking to push back that threat and keep peace. And while there was war raging, just like every December, Christmas arrived. And on December the 7th, Pope Benedict made a call to each of the leaders asking for peace, that at Christmas to call a ceasefire so that there could be peace for at least the day of Christmas. But the warring countries, not wanting to concede, not one wanting to lose the upper hand or give the upper hand, they did not even heed the call for any peace, not even for a day. And so they continued to fight. But on Christmas Eve, 1914, on the Western Front of Belgium and France, there were those that on the front lines, they gathered. But though it wasn't recognized by their government and it didn't come from anyone else, they began to leave their trenches on that Christmas Eve. And as they began to leave their trenches, they made their way across the lines into an area called No Man's Land, the place where some slain soldiers had been left, where casualties had occurred. And this difficult moment of not wanting to cross into no man's land, but they began to cross. And in the broken language of the other soldier, they began to greet with Merry Christmas, broken German or broken English. And there, in the place of no man's land, they stood. And when the Pope could not get peace, and when the countries and the leaders would not allow it, there was an occasion, and they came together. And on that day, instead of fighting, it became gifts exchanged, because they recognized that in that moment, that hope had come, and a peace that interrupted for that moment, which was war, became peace, all because a child was born. It was said that night that instead of artillery, instead of gunshots, that night on Christmas Eve 1914, it was the sound of soldiers singing in the silent night that Christ has come, the hope of all the earth. Today, I don't know what the no man's land looks like for you. It seems difficult, but tonight, peace has come. He's the Prince of Peace. That whatever your unknown, that in the midst of the war that's raging, because there'll always be something against us, may you know the silent peace of God that is with you, the Prince of Peace.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Yeah.
Of God that passes all understanding has come to be your peace and to be your help. Tonight on this Christmas Eve, I don't know what might seem to be that no man's land, but there was one who came in the form of a child who was God in the flesh, who came and dwelt among us, and a light shone in the darkness, and we have received a great light. And his name is Jesus. He stepped in between God and man where no one else could go. And he became our redemption and our hope. Tonight on this Christmas Eve, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, either here or maybe even watching online, and you've not made Jesus the Lord of your life, that the Prince of Peace is here. Not just to prevent troubles in this life, but to give you the peace that can prevail and give you the ability to walk in his hope. Today, I want to pray this prayer with us. And maybe you're here in the room and you say, today, I need to make Jesus the Lord of my life. And on this Christmas Eve, if that's you today, you say, I'm committing my life to Christ. I need to make Jesus the Lord. I need to receive the Prince of Peace. I believe in Jesus. If that's your decision tonight, would you just raise your candle slightly today and just this response, yeah. Today, this is our decision. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you that you are the God who has come to give us life. And thank you that in our darkness, you stepped into our brokenness, you stepped into our void, and you became one of us, God in the flesh. Jesus, thank you for coming to this earth. Thank you for giving your life and paying the price that we might have peace. You have brought peace with God and man. And Lord, we thank you that if we can have peace with God, we can prevail in all things because you rule over everything around us. I pray this Christmas, Lord, as different as it might be, would be a time of receiving your peace. That we would know that you're the God who keeps us balanced in a world, in a place that seems out of balance. Help us not to look to the left or to the right, but help us to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you for the hope. We thank you that you are our peace. We receive it tonight. In Jesus' name, come on, if you know that he's the Prince of Peace, would you say amen? Amen. Amen. Would you kindly or safely stand with me today as we extinguish our candles?